Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, before we dig into the Q&A episode, we see here on our end so many questions that come in about making more money. And I just want to give you guys a resource if you don't already have it. And it's our 50% gross profit sheet. All right, listen, the fastest way to put more money in your pocket right now in your business is to raise your gross profit. And we show you how to do that. So if you head to thecontractorfight.com/50, fill out your name and your email, you'll have instant access to this and you'll be on your way to making more money. So go grab that right now. Let's get on with the Q&A episode here today. Hey, welcome to the Contractor Fight Q&A podcast with Tom and Dan. We started answering these questions and I forgot to do the welcome to the show. So welcome to the show. Let's dig in with our buddy Gene Marlowe here in Tennessee. What are some good word tracks to gracefully reject projects that you don't want to do? I've tried pricing my way out. Doesn't always work. And I feel it's a bad look to throw out outrageous prices. We are booked for the year and want to pick and choose projects that are not so hard on my team. I want to be respectful and not drive people away from the retail side of our business, Gene Marlowe. So yeah, guys, context here, he owns a big garden center and they do a construction site in the landscape and water feature industry. This is a great question. See, dude, this is a higher level question, man. Because this isn't, you know, Gene's like projects he doesn't want to do, right? So let's just start there. That's a key phrase to me. It's not like, hey, it's a great job and I just can't get to it. That's how I'm reading it. Gene, if I'm wrong, you know, type it in the box. Dan, what comes to mind?
You know, the retail store side is an interesting twist because like guys like myself can just, I'll say burn a bridge, but can walk away without ramifications where Gene's got the ripping retail side. I would play off the schedule personally. One, if it's, you know me, Tom, if it's not a job that's in my wheelhouse, I just bow out gracefully and say I'm not interested in it at this point, whether it's a big historical job or some huge scraper house that my guys will hate me for afterwards. But I agree on the pricing, throwing out crazy pricing. A lot of people like that tactic. I've never liked it just because you look like a jerk. And and then that just gets carried forward in every communication those people have. So to me, I'm just a big fan of just being honest. If it's a personality issue, I call it out. If it's a project issue, I call it out as well. With Gene's got the ace in the hole about being booked out for a year, I would imagine that just playing the schedule card will be a way to get them off the hook with some of those people.
So what's that word track sound like?
Say, hey, Tom, this sounds like a great project. If you're trying, let me rephrase that. If you're trying to actually keep this project and be nice, but sounds like a great project, Tom, but I'm booked out 18 months. Is that going to be a deal killer?
Yeah, Dan, I can't wait that long. You know, I might go, guys, this is the beauty of when you role play with people and, you know, Gene here is a total pro when it comes to selling, but he's always in learning mode. He's like, hey, what's another word track for this? Cause he's trying to protect his retail side and not tick a bunch of people off. So I might go, I would probably soften the beaches and a little bit of our marketing. I mean, Gene, if you're booked out, I know you guys do a ton of content in the garden center and construction side and this and that. I would probably do some sort of thing when a lead reaches out. I would record a Bonjuro video that I would send out and I would just go, hey, Dan, you know, it's Tom with Tom's Landscaping and super appreciate you reaching out. Just want to let you know, I'll get back to you. I'll give you a call. You know, I just want to let you know I got your message, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're currently booking into 2023, you know, and if that's going to be something that's going to, you know, you just can't wait for, I totally get it. I'm happy to refer you to somebody else that might be a good fit for your project, you know, things like that. Now, if it's for somebody I truly don't want to do work for, like you're on the, I mean, we've done this. You've been on the phone with somebody and you're like, God, this guy's a mess.
Yeah. Flags, you know, everywhere.
I'll share one things that I actually did once. This person, they argued with my sales process. They wouldn't send a picture or a video. They're like, you just need to come out here, blah, blah, blah. you know, and every step of the way, it was just an argument, right? Mm-hmm. Like this, that little nitpicky argument. So Gene, what I had said, it was something similar to, I was like, hey, Dan, are you cool if we go off the record right now?
Sure.
All right. Time out quick. Guys, when you go off the record with somebody, it's like they got the inside scoop. It's like a secret. Okay. And it lowers their guard a little. So Dan just said, sure. So listen, you know, you reached out, you told me you reached out because we had all these good reviews and stuff, and you've seen our company around for years and super grateful for that. I'm grateful that you took the time to reach out to us, but I just got to shoot you straight with this. I'm getting a feeling that we're probably not going to be a good fit.
Not a good fit, Tom? What does that mean? You're in business, right?
Yeah, I am. But one of the reasons that we've been in business so long and have such a strong brand and have all those reviews that you mentioned is we do things a certain way. And I just personally feel like you're fighting me on the way that we need to do a project. And 100% of the time when we've not followed our process with things, it's gone sideways for everybody. And I just don't want that to happen here. You know, I want you to get what you want. I want us to get what we want. I want everyone to win in this thing. And I'm just feeling like, you know, and I might go third party here. Like I might go, for example, you know, Dan, you know, one time I sent our contract over for somebody said they were going to hire us and they sent it back to us and they had it all red pen and the margins and things crossed out because the guy was an attorney, you know, and he was basically telling me how to do things. And I'm sure that's not the case here, you know, but it just reminds me of that a little bit because if I don't follow our process, this isn't good for anybody. So what do you think our next move is here?
Well, if you're not going to come out and just look at my project and give me a price, Tom, I think I'm just going to keep looking elsewhere.
Totally get that. Would you like me to email you over a couple links to someone that might be able to hook you up and take good care of you?
No, I appreciate it, but I'm going to just go my own way. Thanks.
All right, man. Thanks. So guys, it's you don't want to work for somebody. You shouldn't have to work for them. You're in charge of your own business.
Yeah.
And you're in charge of how you spend your time and all those things. So
I think also Gene knows this, but for the other people, it's like, I leave room in my schedule for the sweet jobs that come up quickly mm-hmm. as well. So like yeah. you can get booked out, whatever, 10, 12 weeks and you feel like you're jam scheduled. I always just have a slot where some cherry job shows up in my lap and mm-hmm. they've got some accommodations that I can meet, then I've got that. So I'm rarely ever booked out forever because I've always got openings for the right jobs.
Yep. And I'm camping on my answer here, guys, is the phrase that Gene used, that you don't want to work, you don't want to do. Right? Mm-hmm. How do you gracefully reject them? I offer another contractor. I offer, you know, to, you know, hey, I'm happy to pencil you in for one of our, you know, if we have an opening, but, you know, right now we're booked out, you know, 12, 13 months. So even if I were able to move you up, it probably wouldn't happen till December or yeah, whatever it might be.
If it's not a personal issue, like the guy's mm-hmm. the tool, it's a service thing you don't like doing, then maybe yeah. you got demand for it, then maybe you just have somebody you sub it out to routinely.
Yeah. And guys, see, I know Gene really well. And so one of the things, Gene, you have going for yourself is the strength of your brand. And so I think if you got one of these people every now and then that's all butthurt about it or whatever, I don't think it's going to really hurt you because of the amount of content you produce and events you do at your garden center and all these other things where... Yeah. Let's say they jump online and they give you some crappy review or something, you know, you reply to it gracefully and you move on. So this goes back to the having a strong brand. So, hey, fighters, check this out. With Jobber, home service pros grow their revenue an average of at least 28% in the first year. With their platform, you can manage your business and back and forth with customers and all that good stuff in one place. You can estimate, you can quote, schedule, invoice, get paid. No software experience required, which is a good thing for us because we're generally not tech-savvy human beings. All right, so listen, what I want you to do, if you want to dial in how you're running the back end of your business, I want you to head to thecontractorfight.com/jobber. Start your 14-day free trial. Check it out. And my guess is this. You're going to start using it. You're going to commit to it. And you're going to realize, man, I don't want to run my business without this anymore. So go ahead and check out Jobber and get squared away. Get locked in, dialed in on the back end of your business at thecontractorfight.com/jobber. All right, Dan, we got a couple minutes left here. I want to go back here up in the feed and hit another. David asks, what's the quickest way to pull in FWs?
So you just touched on with Gene, is like build your brand. Be the place people want to work. Just like it'll be it draws mm-hmm. customers in, it'll draw employees in.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like I say this all the time. It's like, I feel like it's the answer almost for every question we get. it's so true, guys. When you build your brand and you're known for something, you position yourself as an expert in the market and all these other things, you become more attractive in every way to customers, to employees, and all that. Yep. All right. Great question here. Michael Barry Allen. You guys are both painters. Why do painters wear whites? And is it important? So this is funny. So my grandfather served under General Patton in World War II. Prior to that, he was 17. He hit the beaches at Normandy when he was 17 in that first wave. So my grandfather, my uncle, cousins, me, family of painters. And the bottom line here is they chose to wear whites way back in the day because they would pretty much paint everything white.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And they just wanted to look clean and tidy. So they'd look neat all the time. And, you know, he asks here, and is it important? You know, Michael, I think it is important personally. When I see a guy, he might be the best painter in the world. It might be the best company and this and that. When I see a bunch of dudes, you know, showing up with blue jeans on that have all this, and they could be clean blue jeans. Don't get me wrong here. I just think it sends a bad message. It just looks sloppy to me. It's like all the crap in the dashboard of a van that just looks messy, you know, all the fan decks and blocks of wood and the carton of smokes and, you know, so just, it just sends a message. And I don't know about you, Dan, but we required our guys to wear whites and we would buy them for them. Like if guy came to a meeting and he was looking ratty, we asked our crew leaders sometimes, like, hey, you know, who's looking ratty and needs some whites? And then we worked out a deal with Sherwin-Williams and all that other stuff to get, you know, discounts for our guys. Anytime they went in there, we gave them a clothing allowance and we got them new shirts every quarter and things like that so that they look clean and neat because that sends a message.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything to add?
No, my guys don't wear whites, but they wear uniforms. So. Mm-hmm. I think it's just, you put yourself out there as you didn't grab everybody at Home Depot or from the paint store parking lot and you're ahead of the game.
Yep. But again, you know, I think this is about being intentional about the culture you're building, right? Mm-hmm. I had a lot of guys, I'm one of them. When I first started my painting business, I didn't wear whites right away. It was summertime and going into the spring and I wore like cut off jean shorts, right? And,
must have been hot.
Yeah.
A half shirt.
And then I hit a point where I was like, I was looking at other people that were dressed in whites I'd see in the store. My first business partner, he was always dialed in and looking sharp in his whites. Even when he was out of the field, he'd wear whites here and there. And, you know, a doctor wears scrubs, right? You know, a painter wears whites. So I just think whatever it is, everybody, I think it's gotta look neat, you know?
And, yeah. Gotta look neat. You have to look like your organization when you show up and
have those uniforms and stuff. So, All right, man, I think that's all we got here today.
Got time for some push-ups, Tom?
Yeah. Let me take the headphones off here. Hold on. All right. So let's go ahead and do this. My push-ups here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go.
All right.
All right, everybody. Time to roll. Dan's got to jump on open coaching here in 1 minute. Appreciate you all being part of the fight and joining us today. Send your questions to help at thecontractorfight.com and we'll cover them if we get to them. Appreciate you all. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Share this with another contractor. We're out.
See ya.
Hey, fighters. Hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode. and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.